when you strip away all the, if I can bucket it as professional content that's posted on YouTube every day by broadcasters, by your influencers, by advertisers, by other publishers, i.e. stripping away and getting to the user-generated UGC stuff, has anything changed, have you seen, in terms of what, you know, quote-unquote normal people are posting? You know, like,
yeah.
cat videos is almost, like, so cliche, we don't even really talk about that anymore, do we? What kind of content is being posted by normal people, and what insights does that give you into how culture is changing?
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned the pandemic being one of the things that's happened since I published that book. The pandemic accelerated a lot of behaviors that we're already seeing change. And the adoption of video creation as an everyday activity has sort of started moving very, very rapidly at that point. And we're still seeing it grow to this day. The rise of short form has been a major component in that, because it's so easy to create content now. It's just gotten easier and easier. Every year I've been at YouTube, it's just gotten easier and easier for people to create video content. And we're at a point now, and some of this is a little bit, you know, has some demographic skews, because if you're truly digital native, your comfort with some of these technologies is perhaps a little more innate. But the act of creating, it has become a pop culture experience. More and more people create content, not with the aim of having a big audience around that content. They create content to participate in something that perhaps other people they're interested in, or creators that they follow, are interested in. So you have two things happening. One, I think these short form trends where people can participate, you know, going back to the dance challenge, which is a little passe at this point, but you know, you think about, oh, that just gives me a way in to participate in something that's bigger than me. It's like, that's a modern cultural phenomena, which is, again, less about consumption and more about the act of creation. The other thing that's happening is that the tools, the actual, like, experimenting with creative tools has become a lot more of a commonplace behavior, particularly with sort of the Gen Z demographic who grew up with these technologies. So creating content with video games, using filters and effects. YouTube just announced the launch of some new tools that allow you to AI generate backgrounds behind you. These are not made just for professional creators or people who earn a living, or even hobbyist creators. They're made for anybody who wants to participate in something and just make something online. That's one of the biggest changes, I think, when I think about where YouTube was when I started and where it is today, is this sort of meta change that's evolved, where our average comfort with being on camera and creating video content has grown so much. I mean, going back to the pandemic, think about how much so many of us were on camera in a way that we may perhaps hadn't been previously. It sort of starts to break down some of these more traditional barriers that perhaps we had about how we present ourselves online.
What impact would you say TikTok has had on YouTube? It's obviously a very different user experience, where you're being served one video at a time. The whole friction of choice is essentially stripped away, and that seems to be appealing for a lot of people. The research you've mentioned says that YouTube, 42% of users say that YouTube enables them to find the exact content they like at any moment. Is it essentially, are you kind of doubling down, I guess, on the ability that obviously you're part of Google, the world's predominant search giant, you get better and better at search, you allow people to find exactly what they want, you've got this huge content library on YouTube, versus just go on our mobile platform and just, you know, you don't need to search for anything, you just scroll and our algorithm will just sort you out? Do you think there's two worlds of video, online video emerging?
Well, the interesting thing about YouTube is that that I think its proposition is that it actually has all of these things. And that's it's been interesting to look at the intersection between this stuff, because obviously we have a short form feed that exists in YouTube Shorts on the app. And even a lot of that viewing that you're describing, you know, search is not the largest chunk of these things. It's really recommendations are really what drive. You can ask any creator, they're getting most of their traffic through homepage recommendations, through related video recommendations, et cetera. And so, it is that sort of the connections between the things that you're watching. That is the case today. Anytime there's a new platform that comes in, and obviously, you know, the short form has kind of exploded in these last few years, you start to see how these things intercract across the platforms, memes that exist in multiple places at the same time, creators that go from one to the other as they experiment with where they'll be able to grow their audience the fastest and also earn a living and build a reliable business. And that happens every time. We've got new platforms in play, but short form has really, I think, accelerated a lot of the casual creation that we're talking about. It's accelerated a lot of the interest in these kind of experiences, playing with different types of filters and effects and things like that. Right now you look at, so one of the things we track is what is common about, we track up and coming creators, right? So we call them breakout creators, the creators that are gaining subscribers the most. And we have different thresholds for looking at that. The thing that's common among all of them, the only thing really that seems to be common among all of them, is they're all multi-format now. They're all making a mix of short form, long form, some of them doing podcasts, live streams. And we know from the research that it's very common for people across demographics to watch content in all of those formats, organically over time. And sometimes that's context and device specific. Sometimes it's just preference. It's been really interesting to look at how short form and long form. And, we joke that content's gotten longer and shorter on YouTube. You're watching the trending content, people are watching podcasts, people are watching, shorts, all in the same experience. And I think we're only in the early days of understanding from a cultural perspective what the implications are when those things all exist in the same place.